hell truly is on earth. See, I've never been a religious man, but I beg whatever gods may exist to have mercy and forgive me of whatever sins I have committed to deserve such a punishment. I pray to the god who killed Cain and squashed Samson to come out of retirement and do his work on you. For surely there could be no crueler fate than having to survive at the end of the world with you. The woman I would never touch with a 10-foot pole. Not in a million years, and not even if we are the last two people on Earth. The woman who's been the bane of my existence for all these years. You were pleasant enough company for a colleague, one of the few people I viewed as my equal, who could keep up with me intellectually and otherwise at law school. Straight-A student, just like me. But you always had to act like such a teacher's pet. But no, not with a professor. If only. No. It was with me. The way you used to perk up excitedly in your chair and reply to every question. Resolve every case, looking back at me with such a look of adoration as if to somehow garner my praise. I ignored you, which, of course, only made you try harder. See, you should have been trying to impress any of our other hormone-driven colleagues, but no. Your eyes were only set on me. We used to study together. We were the only ones we could rely on each other to get any sort of work done. To everyone else, you were such a fucking prude, but with me, you were playful, funny, witty. I enjoyed our conversation. Almost. At least enough to continue. You used to call me an Adonis in a suit and come dressed up in an attempt to uselessly catch my eye. Tight blouses, short skirts, stockings, and lingerie you would accidentally flash while shifting in your seat. Subtlety was not your forte. Sad, really. I hoped beyond hope you would move on to get it through your thick fucking skull once and for all that we could never be anything more than friends. You always gave me this look, that vulnerable, hurt puppy dog look when someone wants to say something more that they know they really shouldn't. Most of the time, you followed your instinct. Fate and time pinned us together. Except then, it was no longer study buddies, but rivals in court. That same fire, that anger, and determination to be right. But this time it was being used to try and demolish me. I admired that in you. I finally respected you. It fueled the flames for my work. We were bitter rivals, and you held a special place in my life. No one challenged me like you did or made me feel quite as alive. Our relationship was like epic chess match. You kept me on my toes with anticipation for each move. It was almost welcome, tolerable. But then that day when the earth stood still, when that light flashed, erasing the traces of most humanity, I was with you. I was sat next to you at that bar, getting a drink after a long day's work, because we were celebrating. What a mistake that was. Since then, we've been stuck together, struggling to survive, seemingly alone in the universe, because everyone we actually loved or trusted disappeared or has since died. Everyone. You, though, You are surprisingly capable. Never complaining, never making a fuss, never overstepping your bounds. But still, I curse each day. Like Adonis, I have been thrown up and down continuously between worlds. Each time I think I find a moment's peace, you drag me back to the fucking underworld. Because since that day, everything nice anyone ever sprouted on about you has been officially quenched through this hell. Those doe eyes filled with esteem, kindness, trust, that I just can't return. I live in sheer terror that you won't understand. You can't begin to comprehend just how much I despise you, how I have never wanted you. Not then, not now, and not ever. And I refuse to give in.
I am Sisyphus, for I delight in accepting the punishment I have been assigned. To be so close as to share the same air, the same ground, the same space and time as you, the man I love most, the one who moves my heart, the only one who has moved my heart for so long. And knowing, without a single shred of doubt, that you despise me. I awaken each morning with momentary happiness, the singular joy when I meet your gaze for the only exchange we still share. Good morning. The absurdity of it, to be grateful for that single act of acknowledgement that is nothing more than manners from a man like you. You've always been such a gentleman, so perfectly refined and distinguished. An honorable man who stares daggers into me when you think I'm not looking. I always admired you, ever since law school, ever since that first lecture hall where you corrected me. You piqued my curiosity for you. A curiosity to know you, truly know you, inside and out. You are what made me strive to be better, even better than you. I failed, but oh, did I try. A more worthy opponent life could not have presented me. I'd never been so happy to lose. It felt like serendipity every time we encountered one another. Like the universe was trying to strengthen that bond between us. The one I knew was futile because affections from someone like me to a man like you is akin to receiving affection from something at the bottom of a bog. A coward. That's what you are and always have been. Too damned considerate to simply say what's on your mind. I accepted it. Like Serrano, I could be loyal, devoted, and serve you in the way that you needed me. Anyway, as a friend. Even if all I ever wanted was to get on my fucking knees and worship you like the god you are to me. I've always been eager to please. And while everything else seems to be wearing with time, that urge only grows, festering inside me like a toxin that pricks my skin. I've tried so hard to stop feeling as I do, but it's like breathing. I can hold out for a while, pretend that I don't need to, that I'll learn to live without it, but survival kicks in, and I have to. Despite myself, or I'll die. Therein lies the rub. I feel myself dying here. Each day I die. A piece of me breaks off with each look of utter disdain you cast my way. Because each time you look at me, I see the accusation in your eyes that I am not her. I am Sisyphus, and you are the boulder that I push and push again and again, up and down repeatedly, hoping for a different result, and knowing that all I will ever receive is the only sound you deign to give me. Resounding silence.
My nightmare has come full circle. A moment's desperation, need for human contact, loneliness, and I gave in. I broke my word and gave in to the one thing I promised myself I never would. You were sitting at the beach after a day's fishing, looking out at the water with a look of despair that inspired compassion, pity. I can't even recall. All I know is that you looked out to the sea 1,000 miles away, and you were crying. Hard. I'd never seen you cry before. Not once. Not ever. Frankly, I didn't think you were capable of it. We've seen worse. Been through worse. Been broken and repaired ourselves time and time again. But you weren't just crying. You were sobbing. So I asked you why. The first words I'd spoken to you in what felt like years. I know I said them too harshly because you jumped, cringing as if stung. I scolded myself for that. Had so much anger made me forget how to be human. I thought you were thinking about your friends, about your family, about your life. Anything but what you said next, which was that you couldn't remember the last time you had held someone's hand. Your response took me aback. I know I made a face. I know you saw it because you got up and tried to leave. I didn't let you. Grabbed you by the hand and pulled you back down. And then I sat next to you, holding your fucking hand, feeling like a fool. We sat awkwardly, and then you started to talk, you mouthy little bitch. You tried telling me that I didn't have to do this, that I could just leave. I just gripped you tighter, keeping you still. And then you started trying to converse with me, like in the old days, to provoke a debate when that didn't work. You still don't realize that these aren't the old days, and these will never be like the old days again. And when I refused to take the bait, you started apologizing. Again and again, trying to pull away. And that's when I made my mistake. I just wanted you to shut up. To get you to stop apologizing, to stop talking, just to shut your fucking mouth. I didn't want to give you the satisfaction of my words, and the sound of your soft, hopeful, despondent voice was too much to bear. And so I kissed you. Hard, rough, punishingly. And it worked. I shut you up. The need took over, and our lips became demanding. How long had it been since I'd touched another human? Kissed them, caressed their skin. Scuffed and scraped, it didn't matter. You felt like heaven. I yanked you down by your hair onto the sand. I let out a growl, which made you tremble as I ripped off your rags. I started to prepare you, but then I forgot myself and I groped your breasts roughly instead. I was not a man, but a bumbling schoolboy without care. But you didn't mind. If anything, you opened yourself more to me, spreading your legs wide, pressing your hand against my chest, brushing the other against my hand, staring up at me with a look of longing that made me want to flip you over so I wouldn't have to look at your stupid face. I tried to please you with my tongue, lapping at your cunt like a man starved. I wanted to try and make you feel good, and it worked. You let out these weak little groans, and I felt you start to clench around my tongue. I dug my nails into you and rut you roughly there and then. I was too rough, too clumsy, too crazed. But you loved it. You met each and every stroke. Moaned with such wanton desire each time I dug in my nails too tightly. Each time I left my mark in your skin with my teeth. All you did was shift your hips to pull my cock deeper inside your tight gun. I don't think you were a virgin, but you were still awkward as sin. Unpracticed and sweet. Too fucking sweet. As if to absolve me of the harsh bite of each step of this sordid act. Then it happened again, and again, and again. You were so fucking desperate for it. So willing to take me. All of me. You ran around naked, met me with your thighs open and welcoming me each time I appeared. A warm, wet mouth waiting to take me between your lips. You have a face like a sad bunny who was told she was pretty as a child and believed it. But your body is decent enough. Shapely thighs, smooth, curvy, fuckable, if nothing else. I'm cursing myself again and again, looking up at the sky underneath the sun, hoping I'll burn to a crisp, wishing to ask you to bury me, or at least hit me over the head with a shovel. I can't even look at you anymore, not even in greeting. All I see is the evidence of what we've done, and I want to scream at you, to punish you for letting me damn myself, to tell you that it was nothing, that you are nothing. You are worthless. A fucking waste of space. I keep waiting for you to close yourself off. I see that once easy smile chip away each time I use you. A part of your soul is splattered. You started to hate yourself at least. You don't even check your reflection anymore. You don't try to meet my eyes. Eventually, if I'm lucky, you'll finally hate me too.
I am caught in a storm, a never-ending cycle of madness in this purgatory in the guise of a sanctuary that we have created. You have used me in so many ways, every way. But since that first time, you've been too gentle, too sweet, too kind. Kinder than you have ever been during our association with one another. And even those instances were much further in between. Resentment burns me from the inside out with every soft touch. You won't even fucking look at me. You won't talk to me. You won't touch me except for that. All we do is fuck, eat, hunt, sleep, and survive. But this is not living. One day I fail to stand the silence and I force your hand. Whether you like it or not, I don't care anymore. I punch you square in the face. I see your complexion darken dangerously. Your fists clench, but all you do is breathe and look away. You fucking coward. I punch you again. You do the same thing. I do it again and again and again until you finally grab my wrist, making me wince at the pain. You let go immediately as if I'd scalded you. Why am I doing this? Because I am sick of all the lies. Stop being nice to me. Fight back. Why don't you fight back? Why won't you defend yourself? That's rich. You don't want to hurt me. Don't you lie to me, you fucking asshole. All you've done is hurt me. You don't have to treat me like shit for me to feel like it. You don't have to hit me or insult me. You already have. Your silence, your contempt, your constant indifference towards me. Those are the lashes. I am human, and you punish me for my feelings, for loving you. That's why you won't look at me, isn't it? It's why you refuse to talk to me, to even try to talk to me. It's why you ignore me constantly, because you somehow think that this is all you are to me. Just someone I want to win over. Newsflash, I don't. You know, love is the most precious thing in all the world. It is a gift. It cannot be replicated or faked. It is unique and beautiful. It is the envy of all kings. I give it to you. And I have never, not once, asked you to return my affection, because that is not love. Love means never expecting anything in return. And I certainly never expect anything from you. Do you know what the worst thing is? The thing that erodes my very being. The thing that breaks me down. The thing that weakens me and makes me feel so fucking pathetic. The only thing that crushes my spirit more than your constant rejection. It is the fact, the undeniable fact, that even if I had to choose, that even if I had a choice, I would still choose to love you. An Adonis with eyes as cold as ice and a fucking stone heart. That I would choose this misery and agony. That is what tears me up inside. It breaks me. It is like chipping away at a rock. You can't do anything to it. All you can do is make it crumble. Look at the dust and let whatever remains blow away with the wind. I respect you. I care about you. It's impossible not to, don't you get that? And yes, I love you. And that is the nail in my coffin. Because my heart refuses to stop hoping that one day you will look at me with something other than disdain. Oh, I cannot control my feelings any more than I can control the stars, the sun, or the moon herself. And I bleed for it. I have died for it. So trust me when I say, you can't do anything to me. You couldn't hurt me if you tried, because I am empty inside. Don't you see that? Are you fucking blind? I died months ago, right in front of you, and you didn't even fucking blink. So I'm begging you, do not spare my feelings. Stop acting nice to me, because you're not. Just make me feel something. Anything. I do not want your pity, your sympathy, your kindness. Don't try to please me. Don't try to pleasure me, to assuage your guilt, because you can't. Because it's a lie. I don't want to feel good. I just want the truth. I deserve the fucking truth. I deserve the pain that comes with it. So use me. Hate me as much as I know you do, and use that hate to fuck me. Use it to crack my throat open so I won't be able to speak. Use it to break in my ass so I won't be able to sit. Use it to use up my cunt so I'll never forget that I'm nothing but a toy to you. A fuck toy. A cum dump. You've been playing with me for months like a cat who's caught the mouse and doesn't know what the hell to do with it. Choke me. Let out all of your pent-up frustration and anger on me. Be merciless. Make me beg for mercy that you won't give me. Make me suffer. Make me bruise. Make me bleed. And stop kidding yourself about being noble just because we know you're not. You are a sadist. And I am your willing victim. I'm offering myself up as a sacrifice to you. The god of disregard and odium. Punish me. Punish me for everything. Punish me for not being her. Punish me because I can never be her. Don't be the man that I love. Be the man that I wish I could learn to despise. Hurt me, please. Do it. Just do it. Hurt me! I stop screaming because you've pushed me down. Your cock entering my hot, wet mouth with practiced ease as you start to fuck my throat. I splutter and match your pace as you pull in and out relentlessly, robbing me of breath. But this is still too soft, so I threaten you with my teeth so you'll go harder, to urge you to go faster until I can't keep up with you. You push all the way into the back of my throat, making a hole that you quickly fill. I laugh through snot and tears as you fill me with your cum. I ask you if that's the best you've got. I bombard you with cruel profanities, calling you half a man, telling you that you must really love me. Or just so fucking weak or too fucking polite to take me properly. Next, your hands are wrapped around my throat while you stare down at me with unadulterated rage. I revel in it. I kick at you, scream, scratch at your eyes, and I struggle beneath your hold. I feel my shameful arousal as you enter me. My hot, slick folds envelop you. Your cock is so hard, and you bury yourself so deeply that I'm sure you're going to split me in half. You squeeze my breasts to the point of exquisite pain. I stab at your false civility, calling you a gentleman through gasps, asking if you're going to sing me to sleep next. You tighten your hold so much that I'm sure you're going to break my windpipe as you push yourself in so forcefully that all I can do is whimper. I involuntarily clench around your cock, welcoming the pain, feeling ecstasy from it. I close my eyes with each brutal impulse of your hips. It's too much, but I can't stop it. I won't stop it. I used to think my greatest pleasure would be your acknowledgement, you paying me any mind at all. But it's not. It's you reducing me to nothing more than the dirt beneath your shoe. You treating me like a fly in your line of vision as you crush whatever dignity I have left with each thrust. I clench around you in untapped want. But it's not enough. even like this, I am still empty inside. I need you to be savage. I need you to break me, to ruin me. I need you to spit on and eviscerate any fantasy, any dream I ever had about you. So when I feel you begin to come inside me, I dig my nails into your cheeks, drawing blood. You growl inhumanely, and I'm sure I hear a snap as you crush my wrists beneath one hand. You pull me up by the hair with the other, using your knee to bend me over till the front of my body is face down on the unforgivingly hot sand. I feel hot tears run down my cheeks as I begin to beg for mercy I don't deserve. I beg you to consider this. I try to remind you that you're better than this. I say anything to try to reason with you. My voice trails off as you clamp your hand down upon my head, so I swallow sand, replying at me that you may be better than this, but I'm not. I choke on the sand and let out a feral cry when you enter me from behind, filling my ass. No preparation, no clemency as you use me. For the first time, I begin to feel. I don't have much time to ponder that before you clamp your hand over my nose. I let out a moan. Adrenaline courses through me, fear mixed with pleasure. And I meet your thrusts with equal brutality. I tell myself that I want this to be over, but I never want it to end. I want to feel like this always. Worthless. Useless. Yours. You push me closer to the edge, using your free hand to part my pussy lips, stroke and rub my slick clit expertly, forcing excruciating and delightful shudders from my form as I climax. You roar with pleasure into my ear. You collapse on top of me, having reached your release. I finish trembling against you. You slither out like a snake, and I scream not in pain, but from the separation. As you pull out of me, allowing me to breathe, now I'm no longer crushed by your weight. My emotions are suffocating me, making me dizzy and sick to the point I think I'm going to faint. A rush of hope fills me, and I start to believe I am finally going to expire. For those moments, time stops. And we stare at each other, eyes locked. We are buried in the sand, appearing more rock than flesh. We say nothing and everything in that single glance. I see an unfamiliar look of calm on your face. Is it peace? Gratitude? Relief? I end this tête-à-tête. I close my eyes. I hear you eventually get up and walk away. I don't stir, don't even blink. I am overwhelmed by mortification, fury, ire, and spite. A sudden light shines through me and cleanses away every emotion until only one remains. I finally allow myself to hate you as much as I desire you, as much as I crave you. And finally, I am free.